The Burt Show.
I so clearly remember the first time that I questioned my own patriotism. And, you know, here in the United States of America, we are bred and educated from a young age. We are the best.
We're the best country.
That ain't
Sorry.
It.
Sorry. Yeah, don't do that. We do everything the best. We're America, America, American. I went to Europe with that attitude, and I believed it until I tried the bidet. And then after my first experience, which was something like this, like, what is this? Turn on. What is a... Ooh. Then I became a fan of the bidet and realized... Maybe Europe does it better in this one way, cleaning butts.
It's life-changing.
It's life-changing.
That first experience is absolutely life-changing.
It is life-changing. And it's not just for butts. I mean, if you get those really sophisticated ones, they wash the front, they wash the back, and you're a woman, you can be invested in this.
Mm-hmm. This is so interesting because I've never met a woman as passionate about bidets as men are. But I've never met a man who has used a bidet and not been passionate about it.
I would think that women would endorse the bidet based on how many calls we've received over the years from women saying that they do the laundry and there are things in the underwear that dudes should have learned how to handle at a very young age, that the bidet would be endorsed more by women in this country.
You would think.
You would think.
Yeah.
Mike, what we got?
I didn't even know bidet was like a foreign concept. I thought that was all American.
It sounds French to me.
It comes from Europe?
Yeah, it does sound
French.
How many bathrooms have you been in here in America and seen a bidet?
Right.
I don't know how many bathrooms I've been to in France that had a bidet either. I didn't know it was from there. That might make me reconsider.
the bidet originated in 17th or 18th century France.
Oh, those freaks.
What? The word bidet itself is French, meaning pony.
Pony?
Like referencing the way one straddles the fixture.
Oh.
The toilet pony.
Oh.
Initially, okay. Ride the bidet.
Toilet pony.
That's different.
I do feel like that it's a very French thing. Like, we're too good to wipe our own butts.
No.
So we got to invent something that water will do it for us.
I'm going to hear that Genuine song every time I use one.
That's what I just asked
for. Yeah, I had a real estate agent as a homecoming gift give me a bidet one time in my new home. It was life-changing.
I'm sorry, but that's too intimate of a gift.
Absolutely not.
I take one to somebody. Yeah.
Enjoy your new home and your clean butt.
Oh, yeah, and it had like the heated seats. Yeah. Dude, this was like the Lamborghini of bidets.
Oh, man.
Ooh. Who wants to sit on a heated toilet seat? Because you sit on a heated toilet seat, all it reminds me of is like the person that was sitting there before you and warmed it up.
That's so true. It has to be yours.
Yeah, if it's like your personal toilet seat, that's not weird. Yeah. But do you really want to sit on a heated toilet seat?
I don't know. These nights is cold, Kristen. It's cold and lonely.
So where did you find a bidet and how did we get here?
You might call me Dr. Fancy Pants and you wouldn't be wrong, but I got my hands on a bidet, and this was back 6 months ago whenever me and my girlfriend were looking to move into our apartment. She bought a bidet. It was like $40.
Did you even know what it was at the time?
I was aware of it, but I thought it was some kind of myth. It sounded too good to be true.
It's like a part of Greek mythology, the bidet.
Well, and a $40 bidet. I don't know if I'm trusting a $40 bidet because I'm not sure if the, like...
What do you think it's going to do to you?
I don't know. A super soaker incident or, like, aiming in the wrong direction.
I think I'm with you. I think a $40 bidet would do the same thing a $100 bidet would do. Except the $100 bidet does have a lot of bells and whistles.
Well, for $15, you can just get your girlfriend to get a Nerf gun and just have a blast shoot with some water.
Nerf shoots plastic and like foamy things. You need a super soaker.
Sorry.
Super soakers are expensive. I think Mikey's just actually sitting on a water pick.
So we got this bidet. We get to the apartment. I'm so excited about it. I'm scared to install it because you got to turn your water off. You got to disconnect the hose. You got to put a little tea thing on it. I was scared to do it. I got started on it in January and ditched the whole project. It was too scary.
It took you 5 months to put the bidet on?
Literally.
So again, you're not buying an actual bidet where it's all in one. You got like a bidet adapter to add to your toilet to like...
What's the all in one? Well, it's like, a whole new toilet?
He's got the attachment. I don't think in our country they're even built that way. I think you have to order the attachment.
Okay. Well, I got the attachment, and finally, I work up the courage. This is 4 days ago. I worked up the courage. I disconnected my water hose. I read the instructions. I don't like reading instructions. I read those instructions, and I installed my bidet. The problem is, the way that mine is designed is you have to take your toilet seat off, and then you put the bidet is attached to under the toilet seat. You put the bolts back into the toilet seat. I'm not sure how it's supposed to work, but I sent you guys pictures in your email. My toilet seat is sitting like 6 inches above the bowl now, which can't be right, right?
It actually looks like your toilet's laughing at you.
It does. So it really does.
The seat, you can't sit on the seat, doesn't go all the way down?
No, look at the other picture because that plastic piece is under it. And so it's got it all propped up.
That's not right.
Yeah, that can't be right.
Bro. This is a lady's worst nightmare.
Yeah, so the actual seating part is about six inches?
Yeah.
Raised, so there's no sitting on that.
No, you can sit on it.
But you can't.
You're pooping at 45 degrees.
You can sit on it. I'm just afraid I'm going to break it one day. But I'm not sure what to do. They sell these little bumpers that you can put under it, but you can't get like a 6-inch bumper. And then you're going to be like laid back like it's a reclining toilet.
Yeah.
So we got it all installed. Whatever. 6 inches above the bolt. I'm still happy. I got a bidet. I try it out. First time ever. First time use.
Yeah.
One of the most incredible experiences of my life.
That's what I'm telling you. Yeah.
Life changing.
Yeah. Because you're all puckered up, and then all of a sudden it's like, okay, we're cool.
Yeah. That initial feeling. Ooh. Yeah. Okay. Where have you been all my life?
And this is not a fancy one. It's got only freezing cold water, but it's got two, what do you call them?
Settings.
Mm-hmm. One is feminine, and one is nozzle clean, which. I'm not sure if that's clean the nozzle or it's supposed to be for guys. I honestly cannot figure that out.
So I have seen some that literally look, you guys, like there is a hose attached to the toilet that lays on the floor. And people use it as sort of it's like a hose bidet.
Oh, you just pick up the hose?
Yeah. It's like on the wall, right?
Yeah. Okay, so was that kind?
No, it's got a little piece that hangs down into the toilet, and then it's got two little things that shoot out water.
All right, so the angles are going to be different, I'm guessing, here. The feminine one, the angle is different than...
That's going forward, right? Yeah. But the nozzle clean, still can't figure it out. You'd think that'd be in the same place as feminine. I don't know. I haven't gotten that far yet. But my girlfriend decided... I said, you got to try this thing out. It's a game changer. Try it out. She sits down... Now, I did notice that there's another... I'm no plumber, okay? There is another problem with my installation. You can't put too much pressure on the seat or else the water won't come out. I told her that. She didn't believe me. So, like, do you know what I mean?
So you're supposed to, like, hover?
I don't think you're supposed to. I think I did something wrong.
Yeah, you did.
But, so you have to stand up and then sit down real quick, right whenever the water shoots out. So I get her to sit down on it, and I'm saying, like, no, you can't put all your weight on it or else the water's not going to come out. She didn't believe me. Uh-huh. I tried to warn her.
Yep. Oh,
no. So she tries to look between her legs. As she does that, she lifts up just slightly, headshot right to the face. Headshot from the bidet.
Straight to the water, right to the face.
Taken out right between the eyes.
Here's Kelly, who seems to be some kind of bidet whisperer. Hey, Kelly, good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to share that as a woman, I formerly was passionate about bidets for myself and for women. But then I learned that the water can spray poop materials down into the lady parts and cause infections.
And that's bad.
Oh.
Yeah.
And where I come from, that's bad. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's important info. All right. So we're not NPR, but we're close to that right there.
All right. So is she now bidet shy ever since she got shot in the face by the bidet?
She's traumatized. It's like a dog in a vacuum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's got bidet PTSD. Yeah.
She goes the other way around the bidet.
The Burt Show.